Good afternoon, folks. Goodness me, what a day. Hope everyone's not too tired. We are going to finish on time. So thank you to everyone for their input. We're going to just spend about half an hour just trying to sum up the day. And I think Heather has a suggestion for you all just to start the ball rolling.
So we're thinking about highlights for the day, and also sort of key recommendations that we're taking forward. So instead of us lot saying what the highlights were or key recommendations, we thought we'd start just for 4 minutes for people to talk to their neighbour. So one is, you know, a highlight for them of the day, and one recommendation that they feel encouraged by, or even that they want to be engaged in taking forward. So can everybody find a neighbour? You might have to turn round and face somebody. Make sure you each have a chance to talk, okay? 2 minutes each. Yeah. Okay, everybody. That sounds as if there were... Sounds of you still got energy, which is amazing. Okay. We're going to hand over now to Colin for a few minutes for his responses to the day. Thank you, Colin.
Okay. Thanks very much. Well, first of all, thanks for sticking it out. Amazing. Huge numbers. For me, this has been a very, very interesting day. I'm a bit of a Stalinist, really. I always come to these things with a definite desire about what I want to get out of it. And the main thing I was very interested to get discussed more was the whole question of local authority bonds in Sheffield. And there has been a lot of discussion of that, and with Andy Nolan and other people, there is going to be follow-up on that. So for me, that's a very positive thing as an outsider parachuting in the sense of what I think could be done in Sheffield and would be very, very helpful for the new Green New Deal in general. The other thing that's impressive, actually, is just the amount of enthusiasm and ideas that you know seem to be everywhere when I was ambling through the various workshops, etc. I think one conversation, I was talking with David, for example, here, about people from Hallam College, some of whom university. Wash my. To apologise. I'm finished. I leave now. There were people there who didn't hear, that didn't know each other from that university, and the necessity for having a university input to this, particularly if you, for example, did get a Green New Deal and a Sheffield bond going, you'd obviously need huge amounts of skill training and coordination of all that. And so just as universities, like everyone else, are beginning to find that the goalposts haven't even shifted, they've been knocked down now. I was talking earlier to somebody I won't name whose whole lecture series is probably now irrelevant because much of the jobs involved no longer exist or won't exist very much. From their own perspective, the universities will have to change their and adapt, just like we're all going to have to do. So I just thought that the day was really good. Now, I'm very impressed with the amount of planning and forethought that went into it, the endless emails I had before I came in. Normally I'd say, yeah, I'll talk, and that's the end of it. But this has been very, very good process, backwards and forwards, and ensuring that I think the maximum came out of it. Because when I was first contacted, I said, you know, for someone like me to cut... come to meetings like this, it's only really useful in both ways if it's going to lead somewhere. And I think this definitely has and already and will lead to important concrete things. So I think it's great. Thanks for all the organisers. Thanks very much for the invite. And mostly you're mad staying here all day, but it's great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Colin. It's been delightful having you here. Now we're going to do some brief feedback on the workshops. Who's going to go first? Heather.
I'd first of all like to just talk about highlight and before the feedback from the workshops. And one of my highlights was about having controversy and having space for that. And, you know, one of our aims is for this resilient, low-carbon city, and part of that is conversations and challenge. So one was, in fact, a challenge to Colin about open borders and protectionism, which I think is just, you know, it's brilliant to have that going on, really. Our aim was to have our clear policy recommendations worked up to take forward. Well, of course, we've got some brilliant ideas just beginning, brewing. So I'm going to feedback a few, and I nipped into two workshops this afternoon. So one was the energy, housing and skills one. And it seems that Kirk Lees had been a big inspiration. So there are two proposals on their way to be working up. And one was for every Sheffield home to be a power station. And that was using the model from Kirk Lees. And the other one was a thermal enveloping plan for Sheffield housing stock, to really retrofitting our housing stock. And as I get it, both of those proposals are lots of issues, lots of problems, and need national and local and probably community level changes. And we have a few names on the bottom of the flip charts, so there'll be an ongoing group to work up those proposals. And on the sustainable living one, transport, I just came in for a rather controversial proposal, which was a parking levy for workplace car parks, which can be done at a local level, and if I heard it right, and a parking level for supermarket parking, which would need national change. And on waste, an interesting one about local people deciding on their packaging norms. And then food, one at a community level. People have been encouraged by the Abundant Project, which is harvesting our local fruit in Sheffield, and the idea of supporting and increasing that. Okay, so over to Jenny for the other workshops.
Yeah, I sort of want to quickly tell you the story of how the ideas developed in my mind today, really. First of all, Colin was raising things from the Green New Deal and talking about energy efficiency as an easy hit for investment. People are saving, we could have local authority bonds. And then Shafak Mohammed stood up and said, we're keen to have each house a power station in Sheffield. And Andy Nolan talked about energy service companies, energy efficiency, and said, for the local authority, we need the government to give us the freedom to get the things done. Then in the workshops, I heard from Mark O'Reilly, who planted the idea of agricultural bonds in my mind, and David Midgley, who came up with his wonderful ideas he's been developing on community banks. And Pete North told us about what local means and about local currencies and how we can keep money local. And all these things came together in the workshop for me when we looked at how we could have a new kind of bank in Sheffield, that where the local authority raises money through a bond and we invest it in insulating our houses and in community-supported agriculture. And it was fantastic to get down to a real practical idea with all those roots. So that's been the story of my conference day, and it's not going to finish there, because there's a piece of paper with my name on it up on that wall up there. So I'm looking forward to taking that further, and I hope lots of you will join me on that. Cheers.
Okay, so there's a good point at which to talk about next steps, I think, because obviously we have spent a lot of time considering how the conference would give us information that would then enable us to work like a collective mind, you know, in a kind of very Borg-like sense for anyone who's a fan of Star Trek. But it's, you know, it's all on the back wall there at the moment, and in people's notes and, you know, in their heads. Do feel free to send an email in, you know, if there was something. I did speak to someone earlier, you know, what about all those notes that I've made? Well, if you want to write them up in an email, get them to us, okay? They will become part of the overall outcomes of the conference. So we will take all of those and work on them, and we will contact people who have put their names on the sheets, and it will begin another stage because it is just a series of chapters, if you like, on a long journey. Some of us have been on it longer than others, but others are much earlier in that journey. So we can all head on the same sort of way. Thanks, Andy. Yeah. David. We have got a domain, sheffieldgreennewdeal.org.uk, and I think we need to kind of make sure that that's going to stay up, and we'll hold information from the conference. There will be other conferences as well. I'm very interested in organising more conferences around different themes. Skills and food seem to be quite pertinent in people's minds. And that might well form the basis of another conference or two. There's also some shameless plugs. The Sheffield Green Fair, which happens here later this year on the 27th of June, is another opportunity where no doubt a lot of the subjects discussed today will make a different sort of appearance in terms of campaign groups and people talking, activists and demonstrations and all sorts of things like that. And it's great as well to see so many faces here from Sheffield Green Drinks. Lots of people. I'm truly delighted to see so many people. That's a regular networking event alongside all the other fantastic things that make up Sheffield's Green Movement. But do feel free to find your way to sheffieldgreendrinks.org.uk to sign up for the newsletter and come along each month and discuss these sorts of things and visit places and all sorts of things like that. So just a few things that are going to take us on to the next step. Now David wants to say a few words, don't you? There you go.
Just a few words. Okay, thank you very much. As this is the only opportunity I've got, I want to thank Colin for coming, all the other presenters and facilitators, and also the three people working with me. We've been a really great sustainable team. So thank you, Jenny, Heather and Gareth, because I think we have worked very well together. And as Gareth said, we'll be doing hopefully more things. In fact, having said a few thank yous, and obviously to all of you for staying the course, I would like to ask Gareth on your behalf that we do not formally close our proceedings. Don't worry, you can go. But we should formally adjourn, because I was in one of the workshops this afternoon. It was very clear, and I was putting my place, in fact, because we are a democratic structure, that people wanted to go in more, discuss more national things, and I wanted to do more local things. So I was told, no, we want to do more of a discussion framework. Fine. And people saying they're needing more time. So there are many issues coming out of today, and there's been lots of highlights for me speaking, to name one thing, speaking to some of the Hallam University people. It's been very important because I think we could do a lot more working with colleagues in Hallam and also the other university in Sheffield, some of whom are here today. So I want to say thank you all very much. Been lots of highlights for me today, but we shouldn't close, we should adjourn, and hopefully we shall reconvene some other time, some other place, and we can take forward the Green New Deal in more practical ways. So thank you very much.
Okay, so this conference is adjourned. Yes.